Officials with the DCH health system in Tuscaloosa are still recovering from a ransomware attack last week. The attack caused the system's three hospitals to stop accepting all but the most critical new patients. Experts say this kind of cybercrime is becoming more common for healthcare providers. WBHM's Mary Scott Hodgen has more on the potential impact and how officials can prevent it.
When cybercriminals attacked the DCH health system, they encrypted computer files and restricted access to medical systems. Over the weekend, hospital officials paid the hackers to regain access to the system. DCH spokesperson Brad Fisher says they're now working to fully restore operations. He says the attack was an eye-opener.
If you're in a hospital, be afraid, be very afraid. It's not good. It's not a good thing at all.
Ransomware attacks are the biggest cyber threat to hospitals across the country. That's according to John Rigi. He spent 28 years at the FBI and is now Senior Advisor for Cybersecurity and Risk at the American Hospital Association.
Ransomware has a direct impact to interrupt patient care delivery operations and potentially patient safety.
Rigi says nowadays, hospitals are increasingly wireless, so a ransomware attack can shut down everything from CPAP machines and blood pressure monitors to the entire emergency room. Ransomware and other malware typically enter a system via an email attachment or a link, so employee education is key. Rigi adds hospitals should keep backups and address software vulnerabilities, but this can be a challenge.
Because hospitals operate 24/7, they can't shut down overnight to deploy patches in their systems, and the systems are tremendously complex.
Rigi says this year there's been a dramatic increase in targeted cyber attacks on hospitals and other organizations. At the same time, he says there's a growing awareness of the issue. Hospitals across the country now consider it a top risk. And it just so happens that October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month. Mary Scott Hodgen, WBHM.